Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in, listening live, or downloading it later. I am super excited to be here with you tonight because if you've been on Facebook, you have seen that I am starting an abundance challenge. And what this is going to be is it's going to be really a journey towards getting abundance in your life. And what exactly does that mean? And so I'm really hoping that this will go through a few weeks as the plan, and that as we go through this year, you can start to build abundance in your life while we go through this. So we're going to be discussing a lot of things, but let me back up a second. For those who are listening for the first time, I am Whitney Ladd, and I am an angel coach, a breast cancer survivor, and the creator of the Seven Divine Gifts. And so we'll also be using that, which is a transformational program that I developed that I use to transform my own life after I was diagnosed with cancer. So I am very happy and healthy now, 2 years cancer-free. And so now is my journey of sharing my transformed life with you and helping you transform your own life. And so doing this abundance challenge is part of that. And so, like I said, it's more of a journey, but I will be giving suggestions, things you can do, and you can really, the best way to maximize this is to join the Facebook group. And so if you go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Whitney Ladd, and look for the post for today, you will find the link to my group. And if you join the Facebook group, that's going to be the place where you can really share, get tips, interact, ask questions to me directly, and all that good stuff. So I hope that you will follow along there. And so I am not just finding the path of abundance with you. We are actually going to make the path together. So to start, we should definitely back up and start with, what does abundance mean to you? And so I did a post earlier in the week about abundance and what it means to me. And so abundance to me is so much more than just having wealth, material wealth, things, or a status based on your financial standings. So to me, it's so much more than that. It's really about having an overflow in your life of love, connection, meaning, freedom, gratitude, joy. It's all about not just money, but fulfilling relationships, having meaningful and important and valuable relationships in your life that you cherish, and being surrounded with like-minded people that share your goals and your beliefs and help you match the frequency of, you know, that which you're trying to desire, because you're both so high energy, or at least, you know, in the same frequency of what you're wanting to obtain. And so it's really, you know, being surrounded by positive people that uplift you, that push you, and that hold you accountable. And so that's part of what the Facebook group is it's an accountability. You know, you can make relationships within that group and find an accountability partner to walk through this together to create these things in your life. And really use not just the Seven Divine Gifts, but there's so much more, you know, everything that you can incorporate. And when you really take it off the page, you know, off the out of Facebook, you know, out of print, and actually start to put it into action, into your life, that's where it really starts to get serious. And it really starts to create change in your life. But here's the thing. It's not necessarily easy, but it is definitely worth it. And so that's one thing I really want to make sure you understand, that you know, to want to change your life, it takes a very brave person, and it takes a very courageous person. And it requires a certain level of accountability, responsibility, and willingness to really put yourself out there and be vulnerable with yourself to create change on a very deep level. A lot of people want to change, and they don't know how. But then there's a lot of people that want to change. They are given the tools, but they don't actually want to take the action. And so that's one of the things that we're going to cover in this journey, is getting to take the action and getting to that step in your life. Because, you know, you can learn all you want. You can absorb, you can search, and you can look for the next, spiritual high. But until you actually start practicing and you put it into motion in your life, you know, that's when it really becomes real in your life and you can see it in your life. You have to stop studying and actually start doing. So some of the things that we're going to cover on this journey that I am super excited about will be, we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about feelings, visualization, tools. Some very important tools that I've talked about already. We did the meditation challenge, and meditation is so very important. Journaling is important. Goal setting is important. And again, taking action. So those are some of the tools, but we'll give you some more as we go, because a lot of it is mindset and motivating tools that you need to really get where you want to be in your life. If you actually want good things for yourself and you actually want to make your life mean something and, you know, have a lasting effect on other people. And so we'll also be talking about your motives, what it means to you, what's the meaning. We'll talk about frequency, action, responsibility, movement, because actual movement is very key. Movement creates change, and some people completely don't understand that and take that the wrong way. But what that really means is when you move your body, you move energy. So, but we'll get to that. some of the other things we're going to cover is the nature of money and the energy of money. We're also going to talk about expressing wealth in the different form, what different forms that takes, and how you can start to feel and match the vibration of energy and express it in reality. That means, and how you can do that. We're also going to talk about creating room in your life for abundance. And we're going to talk about limits and, you know, what's limiting you. And we'll also talk about your dreams. And a few things that we're also going to talk about on the more spiritual level will be your spiritual agreement with money, what that is and what does that mean. And definitely we're going to talk about what does abundance mean to you. And, you know, since abundance is more than just money, we'll cover money, but there's so much more that we can talk about and cover for you to be able to start to create changes in your life. And I would love feedback. So if you're listening, if you're following along, maybe you're shy, you don't want to go on the Facebook group, or, you know, join the group. You don't have to necessarily interact, but join so you can at least follow along. And then when you're ready to take that brave step and, you know, introduce yourself and start getting interactive, that would be fabulous, because that's where you're really going to start to see some change. And so tonight, I want to start talking about the mindset piece, but we'll start with what does abundance mean to you. And so I highly encourage you to get out your journal, get serious, get real, get still. That's the biggest thing, is getting still in your own life, creating the me time. I mean, really, like right now, stop and think, when did you make me time today? Some people probably did, some people probably didn't. So when was your me time? You know, I get up early in the mornings. That's when I have my meditation time. That's when I have my me time. That's when I have my detox time. That's when I look at my goals and really think about, you know, what I want, do my visualizations. So the morning is my me time. But then I also sometimes have evening me time, you know, where I'll practice some self-love and, you know, honor myself and my body and, you know, do some yoga or just soak in the tub for a while, enjoy a nice glass of wine, and really just unwind and not, you know, feel like I have to be doing something every second of every day, because busy work isn't necessarily productive. So when is your me time? When did you have that? Did you even have me time today? Or did you wake up and hit the ground running with getting ready for work or getting kids ready for school, and you've just been go, go, go all day? You get home from work, you have to think about dinner, then you have to clean up from that, and then, you know, you have to get ready for the next day, or maybe you just veg out. Maybe there's just TV shows that you just go into that TV coma. So when is the me time? When does that take place for you? So I encourage everybody to have me time daily. And I think the morning is great because it's such a good start to your day. And if you can't do it in the morning, then make time for it at night. Even if it's the last thing you do before you go to bed, at least that kind of sets the tone maybe for to have a good day the next day. If you have that me time, maybe do a little evening meditation, just detox, do some journaling about the day. And journaling is so important. I can't even tell you, like, it just helps you open up. It helps you get in touch. If you're worried about somebody's going to read it, you know, lock it up, get a lockbox, put it in there. Then you just don't have to worry about it. When you're done, you fill the book up. If you don't know what to do with it, then burn it, shred it. You know, there's options there. So, you know, but it's your time and place to be able to express who you are, what you're thinking, and what you believe. And your beliefs and really digging in deep, that's where you have to be brave. You have to actually be willing to do it. You have to stop procrastinating. You have to stop the fear, because really continuing to live your life the way you have is just as scary as not taking the chance of maybe I'll try this journaling thing, or maybe I'll try this meditation thing. Like, continuing to just be unhappy or unsatisfied every day, that's even more scary than just trying it and, you know, committing to doing something for yourself. So every day you should commit to yourself something that you're going to do for you before you commit to anybody else, for anything else. So starting out, what does abundance mean to you? So like I said, for me, it's not just wealth and lifestyle. Yes, I would love to have more money. I think everybody would love to have more money. I think billionaires even plan to have more money. You know, they're constantly figuring out what's the next thing, what's the next way that I can make money? What's the next way that I can get more money? They don't just get $1 billion and then think, oh, I'm good, I'm going to stop now. So I think the mindset of a lot of people, you know, who are wanting to create the wealth is, well, you know, I'll have it one day. Well, no, you won't. You won't have it one day. You have to walk towards it every single day, and it slowly builds in your life. And you have to continue to go after it. It doesn't just magically appear. And you see so oftentimes people who win the lottery, you know, they go broke, you know, a few years later because they don't have the mindset that the people who make millions, that the people who make their billions, they don't have the same mindset. So they don't have that lasting go-getting attitude. They don't have that lasting mindset of how can I make more? You know, they think, well, I'll win the lottery. I'll have millions of dollars. I can never spend millions of dollars in my lifetime. And they blow through it in a few years. I mean, if you think, you know, people are living so much longer now than any other time in history. So you have a long time to live. And if you want to keep up a certain kind of lifestyle, you have to continue to have, you know, the money coming in. And so whether that means, you know, good investments, you know, future planning, putting back wealth, again, you can have a retirement plan and you can, you know, do that kind of thing. That's great. But again, when it's capped, it's capped. You know, you have to continuously be adding to it. You know, you could retire and, you know, think that your nest egg is going to last you for the rest of your life and you're planning on living till 80 and then you live to 110. You know, your nest egg is going to run out pretty quick. You're going to have another 20, 30 years. You know, how are you going to live, you know, with that? So the mindset that these people that make money, that make the big dollars, that make the millions, you know, the mindset is, how can I make more? They don't stop. But they also have a mindset of giving. So it's not all about getting. They also give, which keeps the flow. So there's a constant flow in and out of money. And so that's a part of it too. You know, that's a piece of the puzzle, is creating the flow. And so you can't just have the mindset of, how do I get without giving? It has to go hand in hand. So, I mean, that's the mindset as far as money goes. So, but like I've said, abundance is more than having more than enough. Abundance is more than having, you know, enough money to live a lifestyle you want. Because there are millionaires out there that know how to make the money, they know how to keep making the money, but they are not happy because they are not abundant in their life and they are not abundant in their soul. So that's where, you know, it's really important to build relationships and, you know, have those meaningful relationships. And that, you know, requires a lot of effort on your part. You can't just, you know, expect people to show up in your life. You have to be willing to get out there and meet people. And you have to like yourself before you can expect people to like you. So if you don't like yourself and you're not happy with yourself and your life and in your present circumstances, then you have an opportunity to change that. Every single day you have an opportunity to change it. It's a choice that you make. And so just like, you know, the people, the millionaires and the billionaires that constantly think, how can I make more money? People that have really great relationships constantly work on liking themselves, whether they realize it or not. They take the time for them. They take the time. They take the me time. They put themselves first, and they're willing to invest in themselves. They're willing to, you know, get that thing for them that's going to make them feel happy. And I'm not saying necessarily that you can buy happiness and things, but it's a feeling. It's the feeling that you have behind the things. Because like I said, there's millionaires that are happy and they thought, well, if I buy this certain home, I'll be happy. If I buy this car, I'll be happy. You know, they're searching for that feeling through purchases. But it's not always about purchases. You know, it is about having the relationship with other people, but mainly it's having the relationship with yourself. And so it's not a denying thing. I think so many people are brought up believing that love is self-sacrificing and that love is denying yourself. And that is so not true, because so many examples of people who have been brought up that way and they live that life, when they come to the end of their life, they are not happy with their life and they wish they would have lived their lives differently because they gave so much of themselves that they didn't live and that they didn't love themselves and they didn't have time for them. So I'm not saying that you should be selfish. That's not necessarily what that is. It's more of, when you love yourself, people will love you. And they'll love the real you, because you're being the real you, because you learn to love the real you. You know, you are not the person that, you know, you pretend to be every day. You know, there's so many people out there that are suffering that, you know, go out and they put a happy face on and then they get home and they're alone or they're sad or they're miserable. And, you know, some of them are in marriages and they feel alone. And some of them have, you know, families with children and things going on. And they try to busy and occupy themselves with, I've got to do this next thing, I've got to do this next thing, I've got to do this next thing. Because if they were to sit down and be by themselves and be alone, they would be sad because they don't take their me time and they don't have that relationship with themselves. And so building that builds towards your abundance. It all goes hand in hand. So, you know, when you take the time for you, that's when you'll create those wonderful relationships that you really want. That's when you can really start to see the people around you for who they are, because you're living and seeing things from who you really are. And it just creates a whole other level of intimacy with people, not necessarily, you know, in a romantic aspect, but you can be real with people and you can create real relationships with people that are lasting relationships. And you will naturally attract people who are doing the same thing as you, that are working on becoming the real them. And you might find yourself pulling away from people who are constantly negative or, you know, constantly demanding something from you, that you just let them walk all over you and demand stuff from you just so that you have somebody in your life. You know, when you let go of those kinds of relationships and learn to really love yourself, that's when the real relationships start to come in. And so abundance is not just the wealth, not just the lifestyle. It's also not just the relationships with other people. It's the relationships with yourself. And that's where the real joy and happiness comes in. And it's your relationship with the divine. And that really comes into alignment when you find that relationship with yourself. So, you know, I consider myself to be spiritual because I've found that when you truly connect with the divine, it transcends any type of religion or dogma or rules or regulations. You know, you can really detach from all that stuff because you have that one-on-one relationship with God, with spirit, with, you know, whatever you choose to call it. You know, you can detach from all the judgment that comes from feeling like you have to be a certain way or you have to believe a certain way, because you don't. You don't have to believe a certain way. You don't have to express your beliefs in a certain way. You don't have to worship a certain way. That's between you and the divine. That's between you and your source. That's between you and your creator. So when you start to delve into yourself and learn to love yourself, you will find the creator there, because that's where the creator is, inside each and every single one of us. And so if everybody would just take the time to cultivate that relationship with yourself, and that's what I mean by, you know, having the you time, having that relationship with yourself, because you're really cultivating it at the same time the relationship with the creator inside of you. And then that really helps you tap into the creator that you are, and then you can start to really create wonderful things in your own life. So it all goes hand in hand, and to really tap into that, you know, and have that me time, the journaling gets you there, the meditation gets you there. That's why it's also so important. So if you miss the meditation challenge, again, you can find it all on my Facebook page. You can find it in the group. You can find it on the Angel Coaches Facebook page. It's there, posted daily, and that's a great way to get started. Okay, so what I want you to do this week, and, you know, follow along, because I'll have more on the Facebook group and on the pages, but, you know, what I really want you to do this week is think about, what does abundance mean to you? Like, what would that feel like? And try to expand your mind past just material wealth and lifestyle. Really dive deep into, what would your ideal life situation look like? You know, what do you really truly desire? Because your true desires are put there by your creator. You know, they're inside of you wanting to get out, because they can happen. But you have to believe that they can happen. And so that's where the mindset work comes in. But we're going to start with, what does abundance mean to you? So what does that look like for you? You know, what do you want your life to look and feel like? Aside from goal setting, aside from all the other stuff, you know, if money was no object and you could create anything in your life, whether it's relationships, you know, whether it's a perfect career, a perfect lifestyle, all of it, include all of it. You know, what would that look like? What would abundance look like to you? Get very, very detailed, because the more detailed you are, the more real it can start to feel. And so that would be the next step, is what does that feel like? But just start with, if there was no limits, if you were truly limitless, which we all are, but if you were truly limitless and you believed just for 2 seconds, if you just wholeheartedly believed for 2 seconds that you were truly limitless, what would your life look like? What would you want your life to look like? What would you want, you know, what would that abundant life look like to you? So I encourage you to journal about it. I want you to try to journal on it every single day. You know, there's nothing wrong with being in that zone, and there's nothing wrong with being in that moment. You know, every single day, you know, for the next week at least, try to think about, write about, expand on. You know, maybe you start tomorrow or tonight with how one thing looks, how you have this image of an abundant life, what that would look like. And then tomorrow you think of something else, you know, maybe something in those moments of inspiration while you're driving or washing the dishes or in the shower, you know, you get an inspiration of, well, maybe I want something different. Maybe that's not what I want. Maybe I feel like XYZ would be better. And you can put it down to, you know, where do you live? You know, what's the location? What do you live in? You know, what kind of things do you have? What's your attitude? You know, what are you wearing? How are you presenting yourself? How do people interact with you? How do you want people to see you? How do you interact in your intimate relationships? How do you interact with your children or your parents or your siblings? All of it. What would be the ideal situation for you? And write about it for the next 7 days. And so then next week we'll go into more of that. We'll go into what it feels like and what's stopping you from getting there, what's blocking you, what your beliefs are, what your real desires are. So that's the goal, is get down to what do you really, really desire? Because when you get very clear on what it is that you desire, that's when you can start to move into alignment with it, and you can start to find out what blocks are in the way, and, you know, what beliefs are stopping you, and what limits have you placed on yourself, and how to neutralize those things so you can push forward. So you can push forward and keep going and, you know, move those things out of the way so you can actually achieve what you want. And it's also going to give you an opportunity to see, you know, what's your self-worth? How do you see and value yourself now versus in your ideal life? You know, how do you want people, again, to interact and see you? And so that's going to be a very valuable tool. And then we'll look at, you know, how are you now versus how you want to be, and what got you there? How did you learn those behaviors? And how can you create what you really want to create? And so that's my challenge to you. Again, go to the Facebook group or go to Angel Coaches Facebook. You can find me there. Join along on this journey. I really hope that you will, and that you will take action. Do the journaling. Find the me time in every single day and take the action, because I promise you, we can create this change. We can go down this path and make this path together. And this can be a fabulous year for all of us. So I encourage you to join the group, get active if you want, or just hang out in the group till you get comfortable. So anyway, I hope to see you there and have a fabulous week. And I will talk to you next week. Love and blessings.